姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters. Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
感谢你，你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words.
你也把你的律法借着摩西赐给以色列人。
You also gave your law to the Israelites through Moses.
你要我们知道，我们没有一个人可以守行、遵行你的律法。
So you want us to know and obey your law.
我们没有一样我们可以成就的。
There's nothing we can do to accomplish.
但是我们感谢你，你自己派遣独生的爱子来到这个世界上。
And we thank you, you have given us your only begotten Son.
借着他，我们知道我们也能够守全律法。
Through him, we know we can also obey the law.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们不再需要像以色列人那样子。用遵守律法来在你面前被称义。
We are no longer like the Israelites, so that they may become justified by obeying the law.
来表现我们的义行。
To express our righteousness.
我们只要相信你。
Only if we believe in you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
继续看到马太福音第六章哈。
Let's continue on with Matthew chapter 6.
我们先复习一下，那么从六章第一节到十八节，他所讲的事情。
Let us review what was discussed in verse 1-18.
六章第一节，他说：“你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。”
So in verse 1 says, be aware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
如果我们还记得我们前面记背的那个六章第一节的时候，我是用新译本背的。
If you remember when we try to recite verse 1, we use the New Translation Version.
他告诉我们，他说要小心，不可将你们的义行行在人的面前。
It says, beware of practicing your righteousness before men.
故意叫人看见。
So purposefully let people see it.
他说这样子就不能得天父的赏赐了。
If you do so, you cannot receive the reward from the heavenly Father.
接着他就告诉我们有三个方面。
And then taught us the three aspects of it.
在我们在日常生活里面，我们所碰到的。
The things we have, that we run into in our daily life.
第一个就是施舍，就是给，在金钱上给。
The first is to give alms.
第二个就是我们的祷告。
The second is our prayer.
第三个就是我们的禁食。
So the third is our fasting.
换句话讲，就是我们操练我们的敬虔。
So we practice our devotedness.
这三件事情都是告诉我们我们和神的关系。
Those three things tell us about our relationship with God.
接着从十九节到二十四节。
So beginning from verse 19-24.
那么他先，如果说我们刚才读完了，我们稍微注意一下，我们就会发现他是讲一件事情一定会影响我们和他之间的关系。
He is speaking one thing that certainly will affect our relationship with him.
所以我自己看到从19节到24节他就讲到地上的财物。
So from verse 19-24 he is speaking of the wealth of this earth.
就是金钱。
That's money.
在主耶稣的眼里面，
In the eye of the Lord Jesus,
他知道金钱或者是财物是真正能够测验我们和他之间的关系。
So he knows money or wealth can truly test our relationship with him.
所以耶稣他的这个命令，在这 这三处从十九节一直到第二十四节，它是回应主耶稣讲的一个命令。
So from verse 19 to 24 is a response to one of the commands that Lord Jesus said.
这个命令就是不要积财宝在地上。
So the command is not to accumulate treasure on earth.
那么另外的说法就是说只要积财宝在天上。
In other words, you want to accumulate your treasure in heaven.
然后他告诉我们说，为什么他要叫我们，他要给我们这个命令？
所以你想说 ，Why do you want to give us this command？
第二十一节，他说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart be also.
如果我们从节目中看的话
，If you look at the context，
那么二十二节、二十三节，好像看起来他是讲另外的事情。
So if you read verse 22, 23, it seems to speak to something different.
我觉得他仍然还是告诉我们说，为什么不要积财宝在地上。
But I think he's still telling us why we should not accumulate treasure on earth.
然后从二十四节这个地方，他就告诉我们说一个事实。
In verse 24, he tells us a fact.
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
So no one can serve two masters.
那就提到另外一个主呢是马门
，and the other master is mammon.
马门那就是金钱的意思
，so it means money.
那么他说不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门
，so you cannot serve God and serve mammon at the same time.
我觉得他这三处经文就是讲一件事情
，so the three passages is speaking of one thing.
他就告诉我们。我们要怎么样积财宝
？He teaches us how to accumulate our treasure.
那么他在第二十九节的时候，他说：“因为地上有虫子咬，人朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。”
So in verse 19 it says, "There's the moth and the rust that can destroy, and the thieves can break in and steal."
三个啊，一个是虫子咬，第二个是会锈坏。然后第三个是有贼挖窟窿来偷。
So the first one is the moth, and then the second is the rust, and the third is somebody will come and steal.
我不知道你从中间能够想到多少东西哈。
I don't know how many things you can think of in this.
不过我们要看一下他们的背景啊。
But we need to look at the background.
因为当时一个有钱的人，他怎么样积存财宝呢？
So how does a rich person in those days accumulate their treasure?
第一个方法就是买布。
First, they will buy cotton.
那么这个布呢，是羊毛做的。
So they are wool.
那么这个羊毛呢，放在那边久了之后啊，就你越多，就表示你越有钱。
So the more wool you have, the richer you get.
或者是你就有地位。
So you have a higher position.
那么这个羊毛呢，放在那边久了之后，不像现在啊，那么羊毛放在那边久了之后会有小虫子
的。So you keep the wool there for a long time,
就会把这个布咬坏。
So the moth will come to your bite.
就不值钱了
，so you become worthless。
那么这是第一个，第二个呢，就是把钱币埋在地里面。
So the second is to bury your money underground。
那久了之后呢，也会生锈。
So you, after a long time, they become rusted。
你记不记得，主耶稣他跟财宝给他的，就是说有一个家主分钱财给他的仆人，叫他们去赚钱。
So you remember the parable of the master who spent give money to the servants.
其中有一个他就把钱财埋在地上。
One of them just buried it underground.
这一些就是他们存钱的一种方法。
So this was one way to save money.
我们不知道这详细行动是怎么做。
I don't know the details how they do it.
但是我们知道这个钱和金钱放在地里面会生锈。
So we know if you put the coin underground, they will become rust.
第三个就是有贼来家里面偷。
Third, the thief will come to your home and steal.
然后呢，接着他在二十节他就告诉他们，如果你们把财宝放在天上，就不会有这种事情发生。
So,If he's continuing your story that you can save your money in heaven, none of this will happen.
对，等一下我们会讲什么叫做积财宝在天上。
Later we'll talk about how to accumulate wealth.
第一句就是，如果我们不知道积财宝在天上是什么意思的话，我们真的是很难去做到。
If we really do not know what the meaning of accumulate treasure in heaven, then it would be hard to do.
下去二十一节，主耶稣就告诉原因是什么，他为什么要给这一条命令。
So the verse 21 is the reason why the Lord gives this command.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart be also.
所以说画面的真正的不是你的财宝。
So the Jesus does not really care about your wealth.
真正的挂念呢是你的心。
He really cares about your heart.
如果我们这样子看，我们就明白下面一段他为什么这样子讲。
If we look at this way, then we can understand what is going to follow.
他不要你的财宝。
He doesn't want your treasure.
即使主耶稣在地上的时候，他也不需要你的财宝。
Even when he was on the earth, he did not need your money.
或者是说不需要人的财宝。
He would not require money of people.
因为他的生活很简单。
He had a very simple life.
天上的飞鸟有窝，地上的乌鸦有洞，但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
So he says that the bird has a nest, and the wolf has, and they have their own cave, but yet,The Son of Man has no place to put his head on.
诗篇里面也告诉我们，千山的牛，万山的羊都是他的。
The Son telling us, the thousands of cows and the lambs, they all belong to the Lord.
他不要你的钱财。
He doesn't want your treasure, your money.
他要你的心。
He wants your heart.
主挂念的是你的心
So the Lord cares about your heart
是你这个人
It's you yourself
是你整个人
The whole person
你知道我们从这里看我们就晓得主这样子命令我们不要积财宝在地上
So here you can look at the command not to accumulate treasure on earth
那么他一定知道我们很容易把我们的心放在地上的财宝上面
So he knows we can easily put our heart on the treasures on earth
就是说看得见的财物
The wealth that we can see
因此到了34节之后他就告诉我们所以24节之后他告诉我们你们真的是会担忧心啊，你们真的是会担忧
So that's why after verse 24 he said you can truly worry
因为我们会忧虑
Because we,
因为我们眼睛看得见的就是在这个世界上看得见的东西
Because we can only see the things that we can see on this world
我们担心因为是为了小孩子对不对
We're worried that only, not only for our son children
为了小孩子将来希望他能够进名校
So we wish they would go into a good university
他有一个很好的专业
To have a good occupation
他将来就不愁吃不愁穿不愁生
So we do not need what to wear, what to eat, how to live.
为了我们自己打算
All of this is for our own plans.
就是退休
To retire.
为什么这么讲呢
Why do I say that?
因为就是像传道书里面所说的
It's just like what's in the Ecclesiastes.
我们真的是先自意念花在这些事情上面
So we spend all our thoughts on those things.
因为我们很忙碌我们现在拼命的赚钱拼命的省钱
So we're busy, we spend, we save all the money, we earn all the money.
可是我们就没有时间去花
But we don't have time to spend.
这话不是我讲的不是所罗门讲的
This is what Solomon said.
那么没有时间去花只好等到退休以后去花了
So you don't have time to spend You can wait until you retire
我以前在做事的时候
When I was working
我们一些老人家来看病
There's elderly people who come to the hospital
他们说哇我年轻的时候拼命打工拼命的赚钱拼命努力
So when I was young I worked very hard I saved a lot of money
现在我就拼命的看医生
Now I spend all the time to see doctors.
所以把我的钱就全部花在医生的身上。
I spend all the money on the doctors.
花在药的身上。
Spend on the medicine.
没有时间去享受。
I don't have time to enjoy.
就所罗门讲，虽然他没有像现在这样子医药这些事情。
Even the Solomon time, they don't have the medicine like this.
但是他看见了这些事情。
But he can see it.
有一次我在跟我女儿我们两个在聊天的时候
Once I was chatting with my daughter
你知道在美国长大的小孩有时候不太满意我们做父母对他们的管教方式
You know the children who grew up in this country sometimes they they're not happy with how we discipline them.
他们觉得我们活在这里还是照着过去在我们国内的生活方式。
She says, we are living our life according to the old style in the old country.
不过后来我跟他讲一句话。
Then I told her,
我说很对不起啊，我说我们怎么教你怎么样赚钱。
So I'm sorry, they only taught you how to earn money.
要好好念书，要好好的念书，将来有一份职业，你就可以赚钱。
They taught you how to study hard, have good occupation, then you can make a lot of money.
我告诉他，我说我们好像没有教你怎么样去花你的钱。
But we didn't teach you how to spend your money.
我认识一个人，他的岳父最近过世。
I know someone whose father-in-law died.
就问他，我说你啊，我说你的岳父他们岳父过世了啊，岳母他需不需要金钱啊
？So your father-in-law died. Does the mother-in-law require money?
他讲了一句话，我们俩就在这边笑。
So he said something, we both laughed.
他说你不知道，他们很有钱，很有钱呐、啊。
他说 you don't know, they are very, very rich.
他们以前在年轻的时候拼命的做工，拼命的做事。
When they were young, they worked very hard.
赚了好多的钱。
They earned a lot of money.
却没有时间去花。
But they didn't have time to spend.
这些事会抓住我们的心。
对。This really caught our eyes.
不会再有心思给主。
So we have no room for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们看耶稣的话，如果我们的心不在天上的话，在哪里呢？
So if we save our treasure in heaven, what can it be?
当然是在地上。
Of course, on the earth.
我们常常讲，一个人他怎么花他的钱，你就知道他心里面在想什么事情。
So if you see somebody how they spend their money, you know what they're thinking in their hearts.
我知道我们这边有很多年轻的女孩姐妹。
We have many young sisters and ladies.
给你一个劝告。
I give them advice.
你刚才交朋友的时候。
When you make a friend.
你要看看你的男朋友他怎么花钱。
You need to look how does your boyfriend spend money.
他把他的钱花在什么东西上面，你就知道他的心是在那个事情上面。
So where he spend his money, there his heart be also.
如果你不能忍受的话，
if you cannot tolerate,
你就不要跟他开始。
Then don't even begin it with him.
我们现在，我觉得现在啊，很有意思的，就是我们不需要去这样子看哈。
Now I think it would be my need to look at this way.
因为现在电脑很厉害。
And the computer is great.
电脑会把我们的心思意念搞出来的。
So the computer can find out what our thoughts are.
有人说，他说你要知道一个人他心里面在想什么。
Somebody says, if you want to know what a person is thinking,
你就要去看他电脑里面是有什么东西。
So just look at what he has on his computer.
他在那边啊，叫做什么搜寻的时候，搜寻什么东西。
So what things he is searching for?
因为现在电脑真的很厉害，你搜寻一个东西久了之后，以后通通都来了。
So if you begin to looking for certain things, and then all the related will come.
我很感谢神啊，我们教会能借给我们电脑用。
I thank God the church lend us the computer.
我自己看这件事情呢，也给我是一个提醒。
So it can kind of reminder for me.
因为他们隔一阵子就要帮我们这个叫做什么这个 upgrade 啦、啊、这些弄我们的电脑。
So after a period of time, they will come and upgrade and maintain our computer.
他一打开之后，他就知道你干那些事。
Once you turn on your computer, they know what you've been looking at.
所以我们现在啊，真的是那个 password 弄得非常非常紧密。
Now we have a very carefully decided on the passwords.
我自己，我真的是告诉我自己，我说我的 password 谁都可以晓得。
So I tell people, everybody can know my password.
于是他们几个问我，说牧师啊，我给你借一下你的电脑。
So one day they say, Pastor, can I borrow your computer?
说可以啊。
他说 Yes, you can.
他说你的这电脑 password 是什么？
So what's the password?
很简单的 joyful, joyful.
So very simple, joyful, joyful.
他们每一个人都知道。
Everybody knows.
因为我自己常常提醒我自己。
Because I often remind myself.
因为现在我们的心在哪里？
where our hearts are.
接下去我们看22节到23节。
Let's look at 22 and 23.
跟财务金钱有关。
It still relates to wealth and money.
如果我们看见这些东西，
if we look at these things,
如果我们或者是还有另外的其他的东西，
or there are other things,
比方说像地位，像名誉，
for example, position and reputation,
甚至可以说是我自己，就是我的有一个英文叫做 self-lover, 啊。
So if we love ourselves,
爱自爱，就像法利赛人一样，
just like the Pharisees.
我们在路加福音16章14节到15节那边，主耶稣就告诉他们，他说你们贪爱钱财。
So in Luke 16, they tell us you love money.
因为他们是尊重他们自己，
because they respect themselves.
他们求的是从人来的奖赏。
What they seek are the
求的是从人来的尊重。
What they seek is the respect from people.
但是他觉得神却是看为可憎恶的。
But those God is angry about.
因为这个缘故，他们里面是黑暗的。
Because of that, so their hearts are dark.
他们的心是黑暗的。
Their hearts are dark.
所以，当主耶稣从天上下来，站在他们面前的时候，他们都不认得是耶稣。
So when Jesus came from heaven, stood before them, they did not know he is Jesus.
他们很懂律法。
They knew the law.
但是因为这些事情把他们的心里面的眼睛弄瞎了。
But this thing has blinded their hearts, the eyes of their hearts.
这个活生生的从天上下来的弥赛亚站在他们面前，他们完全不认识。
When the Messiah came from heaven, stood before them, they do not know.
他甚至在他们当中行了许多的神迹奇事，他使医病使人好，他使赶鬼，这些事情他们都看不见。
Even though he can save people, heal their diseases and chase out demons, they can all see it.
因为他们的眼睛是黑暗，
but their eyes were dark.
这个眼睛若嘹亮，这个嘹亮就是 single, 就是非常单一的。
So if their eyes were light, this is singular, means they are very straight light.
所以他说你们的眼睛又是昏花，全身就黑暗。
So if your eyes are filled,
23节
okay. So if your eyes become, your whole body will become dark.
他说你里头的光又是黑暗，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
So if the light inside you is dark, how great is the darkness?
我们看一下哥林多后书，哥林多后书第四章。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章在这里告诉我们呢，第四章，好，我念，我从这个第三节念起哈。
Verse 3, chapter 4.
他说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，就是说这些人他们心里面没有办法，他们心里面是黑暗的。
For those people, their heart is dark.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
When the light shines on the darkness, but the dark does not receive it.
他们没有办法知道，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。所以他们没有办法明白福音。
So they cannot understand the gospel.
他们也没办法接受福音。
They cannot receive the gospel.
就算你跟他讲，他仍然没有办法听懂。
Even if you speak with them, they still cannot understand.
因为他里面的光黑暗。
Because the lightness inside of them are dark.
因为他眼睛都看见的，就是这些世界上所能够看到的东西。
So they can only see what can be seen in the world.
所以我写了一段经文叫你们背。
That's why I wrote, selected the verses for you to recite.
就是以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
好，我们还是看一下你们的周报上面哈，我很喜欢那个英文，他说 ，OK， 我们中文是说求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。那么他在英文他说我一直不停地为你们祷告，他说 I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ the glorious Father may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better。 怎么样认识他，怎么样更深地认识他。接下来他就告诉我们，他说他为我们祷告，他说让神的智慧和启示的灵继续地在我们心中照明。
So he prays that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
因为我们过去是黑暗的。
Because we were in darkness.
所以保罗他也知道，你看他听到，他说你们信了主耶稣，他说我就继续的为你们祷告。
So Paul knows now you listen to Jesus. Now I continue to pray for you.
因为神要神的光能够继续的照到你们的心中的黑暗。
So God's light can continue to shine upon the darkness inside of you.
让你们能够心里面的眼睛被打开
so that the eyes of your heart can be opened
继续的打开
continue to be opened。
我自己在前这一段经文的时候，因为我知道保罗他很可能晓得我们很容易被这个世界上的事情弄瞎了。
When I chose this passage I think Paul knows our hearts can be easily blinded by the worldly things。
因为你们是不是啊，
Is that true?
在马太福音那边，我们现在回到马太福音第六章。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6。
比如说，他告诉我们说，不要积财宝在地上，要积财宝在天上，因为他说你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心就在哪里。那么接下去，他就告诉我们，因为我们的眼睛太看重这些事情，所以我们里面就开始黑暗。
Because we pay too much attention to those wells, therefore our hearts, the eyes of our hearts are dark.
地上的财物很多时候也会让我们看见我们灵里面，我们看不见我们灵里面是贫穷的。
So because of the worldly wealth, we cannot see how poor we are in spirit.
因为很多时候我们误解了一件事情。
Oftentimes we misunderstood.
我们基督徒很多时候以为神的祝福，神的丰盛，把我们在地上的财物连在一起。
So we often connect God's blessings with our worldly wealth.
所以我们看不见我们灵里面是贫穷的。
So we cannot see how poor we are spiritually.
其实在圣经上真的是让我们看见很多的例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
我们记得有一个法利赛人，名叫做西门。
There was a person, a Pharisee, that he named Simon.
其实这个人他有大麻风。
He has his leather.
但是他是一个很有钱的。
But he's very rich leather.
当他请主耶稣去吃饭。
He asked, invited Jesus for dinner.
那天有一个女的也跑去了。
On that day, another woman came.
这个女的她就拿了银香膏。
He brought with him a perfume.
他就是用香膏来抹主耶稣的脚。
She used the perfume to touch Jesus' feet.
他先用他的眼泪去洗他的脚。
He first used her tears to wash Jesus' feet.
然后他用香膏来抹他的脚。
Then he anointed his feet with the perfume.
然后他用他的头发来擦。
And he wiped the clay with his hair. Her hair.
西门就在旁边坐着，他心里面就想一件事情。
So the Simon was watching and was thinking.
他就想说，这个人如果是先知的话，
他说 ，If this person is a prophet，
他是讲主耶稣
嘛，就他讲到接受
先知的话，他应该知道这个女的是怎么样的一个罪人。
So he should know what kind of sinner was this woman。
你知道，当我们眼睛在看在这个地上看得见的东西的时候。
So when our eyes can see things,
我们看不见我们自己是贫穷的。
But we cannot see ourselves.
我们看不见我们需要救恩。
We cannot see that we need salvation.
以任何人都需要。
We need more than anybody else.
他最后告诉我们，他说那个黑暗是何等的大。
Then at last tell us how great is the darkness. You know how great is it?
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第八节到第九节那边告诉我们，那个是一个永远的沉沦。
So in the second Thessalonians tell us is the permanent perishing，
是真正的黑暗。
Is true darkness，
因为他告诉我们主再来的时候。
Because when the Lord comes again，
这些不认识他的人
，for those who do not know Him，
他会永远的沉沦。
They will perish forever，
你会离开主的面和他全人的荣光。
So they will depart from the face of Jesus and His mighty power。
这黑暗真的是很大。
And you can see how great the darkness is。
所以你从这两处经文看，你就知道主他多么的挂念你的心。
So from those two passages, you can see how much the Lord cares about your heart。
最后第二十四节
，Back in verse 24，
这是主耶稣他讲一个结论。
Here Jesus made a conclusion。
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
A man cannot serve two masters, for either he will hate this and love the other, or he will hold one and despise the other.
主耶稣在这里并不是讲一个命令。
Jesus gave a command.
他只是告诉我们一个事实。
He tell us a fact.
我们人的心不可能同时侍奉两个主。
Our heart cannot serve two masters same time.
特别是介于钱财和主耶稣之间。
Especially between Jesus and money.
或者是说钱财和神之间。
Or between money and God.
如果我们不听神的话，
If we don't listen to God.
接着从二十五节一直到三十四节，他就告诉我们，我们一定会忧愁。
So from continue verse 25 to 34, we will definitely be worried.
所以他告诉我们要积财宝在天上。
So he tell us to accumulate treasure in heaven.
我们怎么积财宝在天上？
How do we accumulate treasure?
也许从三十三节看到一些光芒。他说你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So maybe we can see something alive from this foolish room. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
他叫我们先求他的国和他的义。
He asked to search first His righteousness and His kingdom.
我们圣经上没有很清楚地告诉我们说，天上的财宝我们怎么积啊，对不对？但是他在这里告诉我们说，要先求他的国和他的义。
The Bible didn't teach us how to accumulate a heavenly treasure, but tell us to search, seek for His kingdom and His righteousness.
那我们把这个当成一个线索，我们去查考，我们就会从圣经上面看到几件事情。
We use this as a clue, then we can find the other things in the Bible.
一个就是在诗篇127篇第三节。
So then we'll go to Psalm 127 verse 3.
127篇第三节，等等你告诉我。
127。
啊，他说，这个经文很好啊。他说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Behold, children are gifts of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
我今天已经有小孩了，我要问你。
So for those of us who has children, I'm going to ask you,
你怎么投资在你的小孩子的身上？
How do you invest on his children, on your children?
看你的小孩。
How do you look at your children?
你的小孩是你的财产吗？
Is your children your property?
还是神所赐给你的产业？
Or is inheritance given to you by God?
神只是借给你保管。
So he lends you to manage.
你到了时间之后，你要还给他的。
When the time comes, and return to God.
第二个，在罗马书一章十三节。
Then we go to the book of Romans, chapter 1.
罗马书一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
一章十三节。
1:13.
我的弟兄们，我不愿你们知道，让你们不知道，我屡次定义往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。他在这里告诉我们说，要领人归主。
So here in verse 13, he teaches us to lead people to the Lord.
然后我们再看以弗所书第五章第九节。
Then we go to Ephesians chapter 5,
章第九节
verse 9.
他在这里告诉我们，他说光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
所以我们需要操练我们的品格。
So we need to discipline our virtues.
操练我们在主里面的品格。
To discipline our character in God.
这是第三个，然后是
third,
最后一个。
The last.
腓立比书四章十七节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 17.
腓立比书四章十七节，这是保罗跟腓立比人的对话。他说：“啊，我并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。”在这里，保罗讲什么呢？他告诉他们，他说他们在金钱上支持传道人，金钱上支持神家里面的事情，金钱上支持神的工作。
Here he tells the people there that they have supported with money to God's missionaries, to God's work.
因为你们知道这些事情都会记录在天上。
So those things are recorded in heaven.
你把你的钱财放在哪里？
Where do you put your money?
或者是说你的心放在哪里？
Or where you place your heart?
你的眼睛看见的是什么？
What does your eyes see?
看见的是地上这些看得见的东西，只是短暂的时间，短是暂时的东西吗？
Are you only seeing those you can see on the earth, which is only transitory?
还是你看见的是天上的，那么不会朽坏、不会玷污、不会衰残的基业？
All of what you have seen is the inheritance in heaven that is imperishable and indestructible.
最后主耶稣说，他说，谁是你的主人？
Then Jesus asked, who is your master?
只能有一个主。
We can only have one.
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
The Jesus who loves us, we thank you wholeheartedly.
你真的就是神，把所有的丰盛都有形有体的放在你的里面。
You are truly God, that the abundance of God was placed in you very concretely.
你不但吸引我们，
Not only you attract us,
也让我们能够在我们的生活当中让成为我们的主。
You can also become our Lord in our everyday life.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.